My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, a little girl was standing by his grandfather by the old-fashioned well, open well. They had just lowered a bucket and had drawn some water to drink. Grandfather asked the little girl, "Where does God live?" The old man picked up the little girl and held her over the open well. "Look down into the water," he said, "and tell me what you see." "I see myself," said the little girl. "That's where God lives," said the old man. "He lives in you." My dear brothers and sisters, the kingdom of God is like that too. It is not here or there, but in your heart. Where there's love, there's God and the kingdom of God. The Pharisees look forward to the coming of the reign of God on earth. To them, it meant the restoration of the glorious kingdom of Israel and taking the power away from the Romans. They thought of an earthly kingdom that would prosper and thrive with God's blessings. In today's gospel, the Pharisees ask Jesus about the specific time that this kingdom would finally establish on earth. Jesus surprised them with his answer, points out to them the folly of looking for signs in anticipation of the coming of God's kingdom. Jesus assured them that the Son of Man would indeed come, and his coming would be seen by all. As lightning flashes the light and lights up the sky from one side to the other. Still, this will happen only at the end of time. For the kingdom is already at work with Jesus. Jesus healing his exorcism of demons. Jesus healing every people who came to him. His pardon of sinners and his proclamation of the good news to the poor are signs of the kingdom of God, which is among us, among you. If the Pharisees are open to Jesus, they will rejoice with the crowd that indeed God's reign has already come in the person of Jesus. The question for us today, my dear brothers and sisters, is how does the fact that God and his kingdom are within us affect our attitude toward ourselves and others? St. Paul writes to the Corinthians, I quote, "Surely you know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you." Amen.